from KQED.
There's an old joke that Stanford is really just a startup incubator with a football team. Easy to understand with companies like Google and Yahoo getting their start on campus. But it's not just MBAs who are blurring the lines between industry and academia. Schools focusing on science are now scrambling to help students turn their lab work into the next big biotech company. UC San Francisco is among the institutions looking to compete, as Sam Harnett reports.
Matthew Spindler came to UCSF because he wanted to be a scientist, to research, publish, and eventually teach. Then he took a few classes offered by UCSF's Entrepreneurship Center, and now he's got a new plan, to combine his love for science with business.
The company that we're starting is more focused on personalized genomics for patients that are suffering from diabetic disease.
Spindler's startup is based on an app he's developing that'll help diabetics track their health and make lifestyle choices. This is not the traditional science research route. That you can find a few floors up at Professor Peter Walter's cell biology lab.
We are starting from a basis of discovery. Yeah, I want to understand how cells work. I really love the process of figuring out, well, how the cell is more than a bag of chemicals.
Walter characterizes his accomplished career as walking the serendipitous path of discovery. Spindler probably shouldn't use that line with investors. He's better off emulating his teacher, Stephanie Maris. She directs the Entrepreneurship Center and plans to expand it with a grant from the National Science Foundation.
The goal is to make us the number one entrepreneurship center in healthcare and life sciences in the United States.
That won't be easy. MIT, Purdue, and other universities already have entrepreneurship centers of their own. Scott Morrison is a biotech analyst at Ernst & Young. He says UCSF does have one big advantage: location. It's surrounded by venture capitalists and big pharmaceutical companies.
They've tried to accumulate all the stakeholders in the sector that can help young entrepreneurs really evaluate what they have.
Since the biotech bubble burst again in 2007, Morrison says the industry has become much more cautious in how it evaluates startups.
The bar today for forming a new company is much higher than it's ever been before.
And universities make perfect proving grounds. The science is cutting edge, the academic body can vet ideas, and there's even cheap, skilled labor with all the students and postdocs around. That's why Morrison says companies are investing in schools more than ever. UCSF has an $85 million partnership with Pfizer and more than 15 research collaborations with Genentech.
That's the future of the industry.
Once students have created a business plan at UCSF's Entrepreneurship Center, they can test out the science at QB3. The state-sponsored program provides private lab space for fledgling companies at Berkeley, Santa Cruz, and UCSF. Douglas Crawford is the associate director.
We went from the university sort of public space to now private company space. Any cool wind you feel is the breath of capitalism blowing through the university.
Here, UCSF spin-out companies have everything they need. They've got industrial refrigerators to store test samples, giant agitators to mix chemical compounds, and access to some serious equipment. A DNA sequencer, $500,000 microscopes, even a 3D printer. Charles Noble is a former postdoc at UCSF. He's here working with a team on a high-tech drug delivery system.
We use nanoparticles to encapsulate drugs and make them go to specific locations in your body. So we try to capitalize on that.
Noble and his team hope UCSF's business connections will help them find an industry partner and launch a final product.
We would like to do all the early testing, the discovery stage, but then we'd like to have the large pharmaceutical company take on when we're at some degree of clinical trials.
This whole focus on product-driven research may resonate with investors, but it's a disturbing trend for Professor Peter Walter. The cell biologist says our greatest advancements have come from basic research, things like penicillin and x-rays. They weren't discovered by some postdoc trying to make a buck with a smartphone app.
I think it would be very useful to put a lot of emphasis on promoting basic discovery and to make sure that the postdocs remember why they got into this business in the first place.
But for many new graduate students now, one of the reasons they're getting into the life science business is business. For the California Report, I'm Sam Harnett.